if I just stopped using any skincare and any makeup, my skin would magically heal. I'm like,
It won't. Like, it just won't.
It's so infuriating. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today, I'm so excited to be talking to Justin, also known as Maximum Skin. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. We literally just spent like 40 minutes rambling on, literally
40
up,
minutes talking.
But we needed that because we hadn't seen each other in a while. So we actually met back in February at a CeraVe brand trip, and I just remember like our conversation so vividly. I feel like we like connected right off the bat, and I'm so excited to chat with you today. So first off, just for the viewers, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the social media space.
So I started in like the beauty industry in like 2015, started in makeup, and I actually had my Instagram on social media as like a pure makeup only account for like a year or two. And then I moved into skincare because I used to have like a lot of acne as well. I had like my photos are up on my Instagram of like the befores and afters. And I have dealt with this since like I was 12 years old, but I never really cared about skincare. It was always about like covering it up for me. And I noticed that working in makeup, a lot of people wanted to do that too. So what I realized, I was like, once I started like focusing on skin, I realized like, oh, this is what I actually really like more than I like makeup. Shout out to all the money that I spent to go to makeup school because it went down the drain. And I ended up going more into makeup and, or sorry, into skincare and completely changing my social media over to that. And then laser came involved, working at like the derm clinic got involved as well. And now nursing school is where I'm at.
Very, very cool. That's, I didn't know you started out in makeup. I always love to hear like people's progression and stuff. Cause I started on YouTube in 2014 and I was like solely makeup. And I feel like I didn't really get like interested in skincare deeply until like the pandemic, because then I wasn't really wearing makeup. And I was like I always, you know, made sure like I have like a good skincare routine and all that, but I didn't like, it wasn't an obsession like it was with makeup, you know. I had just like my base routine, that's it. And then COVID hit and I was like all up and spending all my money on skincare and trying new products stuff like that. It's and honestly, like, you start to realize how much like skincare has an impact on like your makeup prep and how your makeup sits on the skin and, and all these things and how your makeup can pill over certain products and whatever. Such a big effect.
It's so interesting how like when I was working at a beauty department store, like I was doing their makeup and like sometimes like the makeup just wouldn't sit properly. Mm-hmm. And I realized like in like makeup was so, this is like 2015, 2016. So like, if you remember those days, like it was like the bold brows, the big bold eyeshadow with like multiple cut creases, like four cut creases on your eyelid. That's like hooded. It was ridiculous. You're double stacking your lashes. So like everything had to work properly, highlight, contour, all that. And when it didn't work, people would get like so upset. And I like, that's at that time I was like starting to be like, okay, skincare and like prep your skin.
Yeah.
And working at this beauty department store, like we are supposed to do it, but we would always send them over to other people that worked in the skin. I worked in the makeup side. So we would send them to skin, and it really did make a difference if someone was using skincare products that like weren't necessarily good for what they needed. And it could be a blessing, but using skincare can also be a curse if you're putting on things that like are just going to mess your makeup up.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the amount of times I've tested out like a new sunscreen, then I go to apply my foundation, all of it just like pills right off. And I'm like, it's so infuriating. But it makes such a big effect. And it's interesting because like when I was in high school, that's when like 2016, super glam makeup was a thing, and I would do that literally every day to school, which I don't know how. I, anyways, like putting on lashes at 7 a.m. every morning,
Yeah,
Couldn't be me
ridiculous.
now.
And
Could
yet
never be
everyone
now.
does it. It was so crazy. What a wild time that we lived in.
Literally. But at the time, like, I had like some like teenage acne and stuff, but never like super drastic. And it wasn't until like I was in university and got off birth control that I had like really severe acne. So then I had to really be more mindful about like the skincare I applied underneath, because then applying makeup on textured skin is so different than just applying it on like smooth skin and having to do that prep work before. But yeah, wow, I'm just thinking back to every morning applying my lashes, like,
We
why?
really were waking up 2 hours early before going to school. Why?
No, like, why was I applying a
Enjoy your
full-on like
sleep.
Miami lash, like
No, not the Miami Lash.
why for school, like literally for high
Oh my God.
school, like the liquid lipstick, everything. And I got, because people ask me like, how are you so quick at doing your makeup, and I'm like, because I literally would refuse to wake up early for school. So that's why like I
Oh.
had to like get really good at doing it really fast, and I can like do a full beat so fast
So
now.
I'm the opposite. I was the one
Take your
waking
time.
up extra early to make the time for what I needed. 2016, I wasn't in high school, but it was for going to work. I would like working at that store. I would always have like a full beat as much as possible. But yeah, I like it is insane. All I think about is like Modern Renaissance. Like when that came out, that single-handedly changed the entire beauty industry. I don't care what anyone says. That palette changed
It did. It
everything.
did. The
Everything.
chokehold that a burgundy gold cut crease eye on me from that palette, like every day I had, like, that
Yep.
palette was iconic. And Soft Glam too. I feel like those were two,
You know,
like,
Soft Glam wasn't that much of a hit for me.
okay.
But Modern Renaissance, Red Ochre, that I hit pan within like I think it was like a month. And to be fair, like I don't remember the dish the pans being that deep anyways with like a lot of shadow in it, but I was hitting pan every single month.
I would save up like all my birthday money to like get those palettes, because like everything else, like I couldn't ever afford like high-end makeup at that age, unless it was like for a palette. I'm like, okay, like it's an eyeshadow palette, so you know it's more worth the price because I'm gonna use it for a long time. And yeah, those shades I always hit pan on, but they were very like soft eyeshadows too, so I feel like hitting pan on them wasn't that difficult, but still they were like
Yeah.
my everyday. Oh my gosh, just so many.
The
And like
amount.
Anastasia Emrizi highlighter.
Oh my God.
I
And
still have that one too.
the Nicole Guerrero highlight palette, I also got. I loved highlight palettes. That one was like more of like a chunkier, like glittery kind of highlight. But the
Definitely.
Amrizi one was now that was on
Insane.
another level. That
Like,
was like butter, like actual butter in a highlight palette. It was crazy.
I know. And even today, like, I have it still because I just can't get rid of it, because, like, you know, iconic product. And I look at it sometimes, I'm like, I wish I could use this now, because I just know how stunning it is. But I'm like, there's no way
Yeah.
I'm putting this on my face. I've had it for
No,
like
not
a
after
decade.
like, yeah, I was gonna say like 10 years later, you're like,
But
you know
like,
what? Let me
it's
highlight
just
with this.
so beautiful. Like,
It's so
there's
beautiful.
never been
Yeah.
another highlighter, in my opinion, that like compares to that one. So.
I would agree, although I will say Sephora Collection, they had a highlighter palette that was like kind of like the dupe for, I think it was
Yes.
the Amrezy one. And that was a really good palette for like a fraction of the cost. But I still have my Amrezy palette and I still have my original Modern Renaissance. And then all the other Modern Renaissance palettes that I ended up buying, those ones would get tossed. But I kept my original one
Original.
and it is a mess. What's the like it was like a velour, no, not velour, the
Like
material that was on the outside,
the velvety, like,
velvet, that's it. I
yeah.
was like, not velour, I know it's not velour, but I know it's a V, velvet. That
Dirty.
filthy, filthy. You drop it once, or like you put it in your like I had the IKEA drawers, like all
Oh yeah,
the beauty
same, yeah.
influencers had. Okay, so it would be filthy. It would leave stains all over the white IKEA drawers. It was a mess, a complete mess. But I love that palette so much. It's so iconic.
I cannot get rid of them. Like those, like I still have like all my like original Naked palettes. There's some even like just
Oh my God.
iconic. I literally held on. I don't know if you remember like the Wet n Wild eyeshadow palettes way
Yeah,
back in
yeah,
the
yeah.
day with like the green colors. I literally only ended up throwing that out like last year, because I just like held on to it because I'm like, this was like one of my first makeup products and it was like everyone was using it because it was like, oh my gosh, like this affordable eyeshadow that's like actually pretty good. But just, I don't know, there's some like makeup products I just like cannot get rid of that I'm like, I will show these to
Same.
my children. I
So
know.
there, I was really big on limited edition.
Yes.
Everything that was limited edition, I purchased. I like feel like such an idiot for doing it because like consumerism really is the craziest part of the beauty industry. Like we always have that like fear of missing out. And when I was, I think I was like 20 at the time, that was like the most popular thing of me was like, I'm gonna miss out on like all
Yeah.
the influencers saying you need this
The
product.
makeup
And
FOMO.
yeah, so I always had it and I would always buy them and I would collect them. And I still have like there was the Kat Von D Divine palette. I have that one still. I have the Shade and Light contour palette, which that also was very iconic. The liquid lipsticks from them as well.
Oh
Like
my
there was a,
gosh.
the brow pomades, the
Yes.
Anastasia brow pomades, and then KVD did like the colorful ones and all these things, but like the palettes I used to collect.
Yeah.
All of the limited edition Hourglass had
Palettes,
one that
yeah.
was beautiful, that was limited edition. That got it, and I still have it to this day. It's like this beautiful white, like hard plastic case. But when you open it, I love the Hourglass, the way that they're like, I don't know how to, I say like marble design. I don't know what the real term is, but you can see like the different colors all in
Yeah,
it,
I know what you mean, yeah.
and they're swirled around. I think it's really beautiful,
They
and I
look like
really like those.
desserts.
Yeah, that's like a, I desserts. I say marble desserts, same thing.
Yeah,
Like
no, they're
they're
so
beautiful,
beautiful.
beautiful.
And
So
now,
crazy how we like came from
yeah.
so from that.
And now, like, I feel like I really dislike limited edition products being like, you know, like having an audience because I'm like, I don't really want to show this when, you know, like in 2 months people can't buy. And then, like, if I really love it, then I'll want to keep using it, but then I don't want to use it in videos because
Yep.
people can't buy. So I'm just like, no, I just can't with limited edition anymore
Isn't it
unless it's like
crazy?
something really. And also, all the influencer like palettes and stuff, like I still have, I was like the biggest Kathleen Lights, I mean still to this day I love Kathleen Lights so much, and she came out with a palette with Morphe. She was like, this was before like the Jaclyn Hill palette, this was before James Charles palette, like before all of this, she came out with this palette and it was so underrated, but it was like literally the most beautiful palette ever, like in terms of the actual shades, and I still have it to this day because I'm like, I can't get rid of it.
You know, I wasn't ever the biggest Morphe fan, to be honest. I never really liked a lot of their palettes. However, I did get the Jaclyn Hill one. I got the first one and I think the second edition.
Okay.
And I did get the James Charles one. And I did like, I like those ones, but I don't remember the Kathleen Lights one. I remember, didn't she have her own or has her own like brand? Or
She
was it the
has
Morphe partnership maybe that I'm thinking of?
no, so the Morphe one, like as I said, like it was so, I feel like on the DL, like no one really talked
Oh,
about it,
okay.
which I'm like so sad about because I actually love that palette. But she did a lot of collabs with ColourPop and then she has her own nail
That's who I'm
polish
thinking
brand.
about.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the ColourPop and Kathleen Lights.
Yeah,
That's what it
which
is.
ColourPop I don't under, like I still get stuff from them to this day and like I do not
Oh my
understand
God.
how they launch things, like they'll be coming out with a new collection like every month. I don't get it.
But that's what it like. That's where I started to be like, okay, are we doing too much? Like, I feel like what ended up happening with not that the pandemic was good, but the one good thing that kind of came out of the pandemic was that a lot of these brands weren't able, like makeup brands, they weren't able to just keep pumping things out because
Yeah.
people were like, there's no originality anymore. And I found that like what ended up happening into the pandemic was not only was everybody looking at their face on camera and like stress and like wearing the mask, it was causing mask acne, and there was like a lot of skin related issues going on. But like people started to realize that like one, a lot of people weren't having their job, like they were not let go or they were on a leave or whatnot, so they weren't able to afford all these palettes that were coming out.
Yeah.
And I feel like people kind of had like this wake-up call of like,
Why am I
we
doing
don't
this?
need palettes and products every single month, and
Yeah.
like it's completely okay for these brands to like take a little pause
Yeah.
before giving us another launch. That way you kind of have that like excitement. But like I know ColourPop, yeah, they did it. Morphe kind of did it. I feel like Anastasia kind of did it a little bit. Like there was always that limited edition eyeshadow palette, but the qualities were always really great with them, so I did buy all them. But yeah, I felt like I was happy that we moved more into skin and people were like, you know what? Like, we don't need all these products. But now I feel like skincare That's happening. Like, we're doing everything that we
Yeah.
did with makeup in 2016
With
in
skincare.
skincare now in 2024.
And I honestly feel like, and honestly, like recently, like I've gotten some brands reach out like to send PR. And if it's skincare, I'm just like, no, like I can't, because like I can't keep switching out my products like, you know, all the time. I feel like with makeup, it's like a lot easier because I can like use fa one foundation today, one foundation tomorrow, test out different lip products every day. Like you can do all these different looks with different products. But with
For
skincare,
sure.
you can't really
It's
do
yeah, it's
that.
harder because with skincare, you really like, I know people like will say that, oh, you can get this in 7 days or overnight or whatever, but realistically, like you can't. And it's actually really normal that a product takes like 3 to 6 months to see the full results. There's certain things that, yeah, will like work right away. Like you might see an instant plumping with a hyaluronic acid serum, but like if we're talking about like retinol, or we're talking about like exfoliants, or we're talking about things that are going to help with the discoloration, like your discoloration, it's not going away overnight or in 7 days. And like majority of cases, like you're very lucky if it fades that quickly, but it's usually like 3 to 6 months, and that's super normal to see.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's definitely difficult. I actually am what I'm planning on doing is like a donation drive that's coming up soon. Because as we can see, I don't know if the video will be shown on this.
It well, I'm literally so like such a snooper now. I'm like looking at what all, and I love how you have it all organized. Like, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, you
It's
can see
by
this.
brand.
I
Yeah.
love that
So
it's by brand. Like, that's so cool.
this will, and like some of them are like doubled up on like multiple brands behind me, but like all this stuff, I give it away to friends, I give it away to family. Like I went and just got my hair cut the other day, and like I brought one of the tote bags. You know, when you go to events, they always give you tote bags or some type of bag,
Like,
and
how
I
many
have
can I
hundreds
have?
of them. I know, I'm like, they're beautiful bags. Like, don't
Yeah.
get me wrong, I love them, but what I'm doing is I'm like repurposing everything.
Yeah.
So if I'm not opening it, I'll give it to like friends, or I'll give it to like the person who cut my hair, and I filled up a bunch of products and
Totally.
put it in a tote bag. And she was like, "Do you want the tote bag back?" And I'm like, "Actually, no. Like, I don't want it. I'm like,
Keep
this
it.
is all for you." But yeah, so doing the donation drive, I want to like work on too, because like I frequently do donate to different organizations that will accept it, but of course they have to be like unused, unopened.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have so much here that I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm picking a few different organizations, and then I'm just gonna like give them as much as possible. And that way I kind of like will have like a reset as well. 'Cause realistically,
Yeah.
you can't
You
try
can't.
everything out. And like I know that like sometimes they give you, not for skincare, but I know with like makeup, like the PR boxes, they give you like every single color in the foundation. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, like two shades maybe I can use, maybe three. But I'm like, the fairest shade and the deepest shade I'm not wearing. So why am I getting sent this? So
Totally.
like those types of things make sense to be like, just give them away.
Yep.
So it's a little project I'm working on.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I like frequently do like giveaways. I think at Christmas I did like 25 boxes, which like the postal bill for
Holy.
that was like insane. But also
I
like
bet.
when it like, you know, builds up, and then I always feel like too, because if someone were to give me a box of makeup when I was like 13 starting my YouTube channel, I would have actually cried for like a week straight. So
100%.
like now, like, you know, being able to do that for other people, just like, it doesn't matter, like, you know, how much the shipping costs, which Canada's insane with shipping, but that's like besides the point.
Like it's insane if you're shipping within Canada, let alone if you have to ship to like the UK or something. Like
Even
you're gonna pay
like
like $100.
I had someone in Calgary that won one of my giveaways, so I'm like, should I just drive it to them or like, you know, send it through the post? And it was, I still think it ended up being like $25 to ship it to them, like literally
That's
in the city. And I'm like,
ridiculous.
they did live like pretty up north, so I'm like, you know what, just ship it.
Yeah, no, it makes
Because like
sense.
now
Like,
gas is so much too, and I'm like, you know what, this, but either way,
and
like
does
it's gonna win.
it no matter what, there's
Yeah.
not going to be like a more cost effective or like environmental effective thing to
No.
do, because you're either going to have to drive super far, or you're going to
Someone
ship
else is
it,
driving.
you're going to pay like someone else is driving.
Yeah.
So no matter what way you look at it, it's
Absolutely.
still going to like, there's not much you can do. But I
Yeah.
think it's a really great idea. I haven't done a giveaway in a while. So actually, I had somebody message me asking if I had like any PR that I didn't want that I can send to them. And I was just like I don't personally like just do like requests like that. Like I'll
Yeah,
do like a
yeah.
giveaway
No,
thing,
I'll do it. Yeah, same.
and like have it fair where everyone can
Yeah,
participate, and if
same.
they want, if they win, like they can do it. And I try to keep it global as well. But like the further away you are from Canada, just an FYI for anybody who's listening, no, we don't hate you, but like there's a lot of times when you see like giveaways where they're like Canada and US only. And it's not, it has nothing to do with like you being
No.
in the UK, you being in Australia, you being wherever you are. It's just that shipping is
Insane.
so expensive. You can't even fly like from here to like Toronto, where I am, to go to where you are. Like it's gonna cost an arm and a leg. But like if you're in New York, it's, or if you're in the US in general, but flying from out of New York is so much more cheaper a lot of the times than like flying within Canada, which is
Yeah,
like, it's
no.
insane.
It's crazy. And I usually keep mine within Canada too, because like I've had some issues in the past where like I've shipped out like nail polishes or stuff like that, and then like you can't, like I can't ship those out because of like customs, like to the States. So I don't know, there's a bunch of like issues with that, so I'm like, just keep it simpler. But yeah, it is super annoying with all that. But I love like giving, and honestly, like every time, like with you as well, when my friends and family come over, I always like fill up their bag, and I'm like, take it. Like, are you sure? I'm like,
Like,
take
don't
it.
ask. I'm like, trust me,
Anything you want.
it's honestly kind of spiteful for me to like give you all this stuff, because I'm like, I have so much. I'm like, you can figure out where you're gonna put it and where, how you're gonna use it. Do all that. I'm like, I need to make room because I paid for this out of my own money, my bookcase that's behind me. And I'm like, it's like an 8x8 bookcase. I am not buying another one
No.
to
And
fill
it's
up
like,
with more
where
product.
do we
Like, for
like,
why?
where do we draw the line, right? Like, okay, you buy the other
Exactly.
one, like the third one. At what point do you like stop?
Exactly. And it's like, I go back to like the makeup days, and it's like, okay, I was buying, this is different. This is stuff being sent to me. So I'm not paying for it, but I usually always will accept like as many PR packages as I can, even if I know I'm not going to like it. And like, sorry, brands, but I do that because what I end up donating it to somebody else. Like, including knowing that like this charity drive I'm going to end up doing, I'm like, anything I know that I don't want, I'm like, somebody will be able to
We'll
use
use it,
it. So I'm like, I'll take the PR package and then I will repurpose it to people that most likely will either not like have limited access to getting it, no access to getting it, or like whatever the case may be.
totally.
And some of these things are so expensive. Like outside of like the single ingredient brands, like products are expensive. Even like drugstore products are now becoming like $30, $40. And I'm
Why
like,
did I literally went to Shoppers the other day and bought a lip gloss and a blush and paid $30. And they were like, one was from Essence and one was from Milani. And I'm like, what? An
Milani is always like
Essence?
so, an Essence. Wait, yeah, Essence. Those are
I
two
was like,
very affordable brands.
$30.
You know,
Crazy.
I get it though. Like, I know inflation, and like, I'm not a specialist in that category, but I understand why the prices are raising.
Totally.
But I'm like, it's also making it more difficult for like
Totally.
people that aren't in our field to even do minimal things. Like if they want to wear a certain lipstick color and that makes their days being able to put on that lipstick, well then now they're like not actually, it's like, now what do you choose, food or the makeup? And it's like, I think also like everyone always talks about vanity and being like, oh, it's just for vanity and whatever, but like, no, there's a lot that goes into it, like that's not just like psychologically, that also like
Totally.
empowers people and makes people feel good, especially skincare. So
And like I
yeah.
always talk about how skincare and even doing, because people will be like, oh, you're just wearing makeup because like you're insecure in your skin, blah, blah. And I'm like, maybe I just like also love like a glitter eyeshadow and like a little lip gloss, you know? And it's like the process of doing it is really like healing for me and like really relaxing. But I don't know, people are always gonna say stuff like that. But I do agree, like prices are going up for sure. And it's funny because I was thinking about it, I'm like, I remember doing like a challenge on YouTube way back in the day, like the $20 drugstore challenge, where I literally did a full face of makeup for
Yeah, good luck now.
$20. And now I just spent
Good luck.
$30 on a lip gloss and a blush. I'm like, what? It's
It's
like, it's
crazy.
crazy.
And also, side note, to the people that say that, like, oh, you're insecure for wearing makeup or you're insecure for whatever, nobody is doing these things. Like, I don't want to say it's always men, but a lot of times a lot of times it is men that do say it.
Nine
Not all
percent of the
men, but
time.
like there are like a handful. And like, anytime I talk about Botox, I always see people in my comments being like, oh, you're just insecure of how you look. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not actually doing anything for your comments, your whatever, like, if someone's wearing makeup, It's not about them doing this, that, or the other thing to impress you.
Yeah.
I want Botox because I want Botox.
Yeah.
I don't like how I'm very expressive. I don't want the lines
I'm
there. And it's like,
very
it's not really
expressive
like,
too. And I'm
it's just
like,
like,
ugh.
it's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, if somebody wants to go and like do whatever they want to do, like, why, like, who
I
cares? Let
know.
them do it.
I know,
That
totally.
always bugs me. The minute you said that, I was like, eye roll
I
instantly.
know.
I was like, I can't with this.
I know. And then just like going back to the other thing, whenever it's like, especially with makeup or even skincare, like if I tried it and I just like, it was a foundation that didn't sit right on me, or a skincare product that didn't work for my skin type, or a lip product that like, the color just was off. Those stuff that I've already like tried, I always just give to my friends because they don't care. They're like, oh, I don't care
Yeah.
that you've used it a couple times. Like,
No,
at
for
least they can
sure.
use it, right? That they're just sitting here and doing nothing because I'm not going to use it,
What? And
right?
then it
So,
expires and goes moldy. Like, yeah, give it to your friends and family
exactly.
all the time. I do the exact same thing. I'm like, if I use something and I'm like, my skin gets sensitive or irritated, it's like more so the skincare because I don't really do like makeup that much.
Yeah.
But for skincare, anything that irritates my skin, like the first person I always usually like go to is like my mom, my sister. My dad does not do skincare at
No,
all.
my dad.
I'm like trying to get him to do it.
He
I'm like, we could all have glowy skin. We could call ourselves like my last name's
No.
Spracklin. And I'm like, we can call ourselves
I
Sparkling. Like it's like a
love
play on
that.
our last name, but
Yeah,
he is
yeah.
not having it. I give it to like my sister's husband and like their family and then like friends and I like
Totally.
as
It's the
much as I
best.
can, but the
Yeah.
minute you open it, you can't donate it
Yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the only like downfall. I'm trying to be more mindful about it too, but
Yeah. I
it's
like
like
have like a
challenging.
pile, like a box where it's like if I know I'm just like not gonna like I can already tell like looking at the ingredient list or the shade, whatever it is, like if I can tell like this is not gonna be something for me or I just know I'm not gonna get around trying it, immediately goes in that box. And then
Yeah.
like stuff that I do end up trying like that, like I'll definitely keep for friends that like I just don't feel like it's for me. But yeah, it's crazy like this whole world. But going back to the comments, because I want to get into some like skincare debunking with you, because I feel like every time I come
Yes.
across your videos, like you're the person to go to always like debunk stuff online. I feel like you're always like stitching things and being like, no, this is not true, this is true, or whatever.
You.
And I feel
Yep,
like,
that's me.
I mean, you've like experienced acne too, but as someone like for me who is still like struggling with acne, I feel like I always get the wrath of like people coming at me all the time for like, and a lot of the times, yes, I would say it's men, like classic one, people telling me to just wash my face as if I have never tried that before.
Yeah, like thanks, Tibbs. You really helped me so much. Appreciate it.
My favorite comment is, you have acne. I'm like, oh, and you have eyes.
Like, I don't like to stay on this topic for a hot second. The comments, like for me, usually what I get is things to do with sexuality. And I actually just recently, yesterday actually, I opened up my comments and I got flagged on Instagram because I posted a video about aluminum deodorants and like how they're really great for like as like an antiperspirant. And I know there's a lot of like fear mongering, which maybe we'll talk about in a little bit about aluminum and cancer and all these types of things. And I mean, you can think whatever you want. Ultimately, like it's not proven, but maybe we'll talk about that in a second because I want to speed through this. The comments though, they'll be like, it's always something about either the way that I sound, the way that like they'll be like, oh, your skin, like you have makeup on, and they'll call like all the slurs that you can think of, and I'm just like, oh. And then you say one thing, like you tell them fuck off, and Instagram's like reported violation,
Yeah.
goes against the policies. And just yesterday, someone called me the F slur for gay people, and I reported it. And they determined that it did not go against the terms and conditions or their policies, whatever they're called, the terms and conditions, policies, whatever, didn't violate anything.
Course.
But me telling someone to fuck off, that person did violate it. And I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Who at, like, I know it's not
Who
literally
had
somebody
Instagram?
at
Yeah.
Instagram that's like, nope, that's
Yeah.
okay. But like, if I'm reporting it, like, get your AI a little bit more together because that, like, it's literally FAG. Like, it is, you can't misspell that. And like, I
No.
know sometimes they try to put like the at
Yeah.
symbol, but it's like, you, like, these bots that you're using, fire them, get new ones. Because
Fire
like,
them.
it's ridiculous that I tell someone to fuck off when they say that and I get in trouble. Also, I don't know, am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I just realized that I'm saying this. Yeah, like I tell someone to fuck off and I get in trouble, but I'm literally replying to them who just called me a fag. And I'm like,
Yeah.
but that's okay. And I'm
No.
like, oh, okay, cool.
No, people are actually literally in this past week, I've gotten the most like outlandish comments because I've been posting like a bunch of like vacation content. And I mean, like, you know, everyone do what they want. Personally, for me on my pages, like I like to keep to like makeup, skincare, and like the positivity side. Like I don't ever post like if I'm at the beach and stuff, I won't really post like videos or photos of me like at the beach, like especially like full body, because like I just don't like that attention that brings and the type of comments that brings. Like, and I just don't like handling that, so I just like don't post any of that. But I literally posted a video of me, and I literally said in my caption, like, this is obviously a joke, because I said, oh, like, turns out I wasn't depressed, I just had to leave Canada.
Yeah, I saw that. I was laughing at that because I'm
Obviously,
like, I think I even commented being like, same. Like, I
like,
need to get out of
yeah,
here.
exactly. Because it's like anyone who lives in Canada knows, like, it's like in the cold, like, you know, the winters are rough out here. So it was obviously a joke. And oh my gosh, the comments. I am never one to like delete or like, you know, come back at comments really, but I was
Oh,
deleting
I
so many
am.
comments because I was like, these are actually so horrible. First of all, a lot of men in my comments being like, you know, like this dumb white girl finally figured out what a vacation is. And I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, well, obviously, you know, you're just rich and like you have like your dad paying for everything. And just like these weird ass things. And I'm like, no, that's not true. But even if it was, like, whatever, right? Like, I'm just enjoying my time. And then besides that, so many comments just talking about my skin and being like, you have acne. Have you ever washed your face? Like, I can tell she, like, has no hygiene, this and this and this. And I'm like, literally, it's a video of me just enjoying my time on vacation.
Yeah.
And these comments were so wild. I got so many comments being like, I'm honestly shocked she doesn't have an OnlyFans link in her bio, blah, blah, blah. Like, just the most awful comments. And it's like thousands of them. But the worst ones, in my opinion, are those type of comments that come from women. Because I'm like, what are we doing, you know? And then I'll click their profile and it will say follow back. And I'm like, why are you following me? You
Wait,
know?
I don't. Was it you that we just discussed? Yeah, we just
I
discussed
think
this
so,
too.
yeah.
It's crazy. First of all, anytime that someone's like, oh, they're just spoiled, they have someone paying for anything. First of all, put some respect on the iron ring that you have because yeah, thank you. Show it off. Put some respect on that, okay? Like we've been working hard for this. But also like me knowing you, I'm like, I know that you clearly work very hard for what you have.
Yeah.
And to be fair, like going down south, like it obviously it is like a privilege to be able
For
to do
sure.
all of that. But I'm
Yeah.
like, it's not like you're going to like Bora Bora, which is like $100,000 to go and do.
No.
And you're like on the beach just trying to like enjoy yourself for a hot
Yeah.
minute. And like I realize so for me, I fight like very much in the comments. I'm now just blocking. I'm taking that back and I'm like, you know what? You're not gonna get me banned from my social media. So I don't really fight back in the comments anymore. Now I'm very heavy on restrict and block. And I have like a like almost like a like in my head policy where if I restrict your account, and then the next time I see you comment, if it's hateful as well, because you know how it shows you like restricted comment and you can click it to
Yeah.
view it. If I see that it's hateful again, now you've been blocked, with the exception of like if they're calling me slurs, like you're an automatic block at that point.
Right.
But I think it's very interesting, like how TikTok I feel like is overprotective, where like I will like say just nothing, like I'm like literally having a conversation with somebody and there's like nobody is mad at each other, nothing, and then they'll like flag it and I'm like, whoa, 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 relax, like literally there's nothing in here that says anything bad
I swear it'll
whatsoever.
be someone being like, your skin looks great today, and they're like, block. And I'm like, no, like, you know, and then I have to go and unhide all of them. Yeah, but Instagram, yeah,
It's
they're weird about, they let
weird.
some through, and not, and then YouTube Shorts, I don't know if you post on there, but that's where I get
I
like
do.
worst comments. It's like all these.
Really? Mine, I mean,
I swear it's all
so
the
for
kids who
me,
like just got a phone and think they can just like troll.
it would not surprise me. Like I know a lot of the times, like the minute I see like it's like a excuse me, if it's like a photo of like a cartoon, or there's like no profile picture, or I see like there's like zero followers, zero following, zero posts, like all those types of things, I'm like, I'm not entertaining you. It's like a troll. And I'm like, if anything, that is like, that is more like reflecting you than it is me. But my YouTube section, for the most part, I mean, I'm just starting to grow more on YouTube.
Yeah, I
But
saw that. That's so exciting. I'm so happy you're
yes,
posting. You're
I'm
doing
like,
long
I
form
don't
too, right?
know. I am going to, but I
Yeah.
don't do it right now. It's only the shorts. And I basically am just posting like what I post
Yeah.
on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. But
Always
I
gotta
before,
repurpose it.
yeah. So I always thought that like it wasn't a smart kind of like skipping. Well, I'll circle back again. But I always find that like when I'm posting on all three platforms, I thought it was like the same people that are like following, subscribing to me. Came to the realization, very much not that. They're all like very unique communities on each platform. Some of them, yeah, they're
Yeah.
on all three of me. They're following and subscribing to all three. But for the most part, like I find that they're very unique people. On YouTube though, my comment section isn't too bad until a video goes viral. But like one of my videos right now, it's at I think almost 2 million on YouTube Shorts. When it gets that big, I actually like don't
Yeah.
even pay attention to the comments.
No, it yeah. I
Yeah, like at
agree, 'cause
like
that's like too much.
it yeah. At like I want to say like 100,000 is usually when I'm like, okay, this is getting more and more. And usually once you're at 100,000, the video will continue to just soar.
Especially on
So
YouTube,
yeah.
they have a
And
different
on Instagram
algorithm.
is like my bigger platform anyways, where I frequently get like high thousands of views, and I do hit millions quite often for the most part on, because I'm always like, my thing is debunking stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like something that gets shared around. And I do find that like once it hits about 100,000, that is my time where I'm like, okay, I filter to comments always, and I look at the thumbnail. And if it's a thumbnail for a video that I know that's viral, I don't even bother reading the comment. I just keep going. But I'm very interactive with people. Yes, I do fight in the comments. So come correct, because I'm always very nice. But when someone starts like hurling slurs at me, you're gonna see me say fuck off. Like you
Yeah.
will see that.
Yeah.
Up until now I'm blocking them, but I'm getting a little bit better. But on in the comment section, I like the first like 15 or the first like few hours of your content being posted, because it's all genuine people that follow you, and I
Yes.
like know the names of Instagram
Yes.
users.
You recognize the
Like
names, yeah.
exactly every single video, you're commenting on my stuff, you're engaging, you're talking to me and everything. And I love talking to other people too. DMs as well. I'm very, it's very common for me to reply back to like a DM and tell you, like, help you as much as I can, without like crossing the line of like, you're not actually like seeing me for advice. But I'm like, I can give you different things that you can look at. I like engaging with people, like, I like talking with people. Like,
Yeah, and
I
connecting
don't.
with your community, yeah.
Yeah,
That's like
I don't
the
like when I
best part of
see
it.
exactly. You see people sometimes where like, I don't know if it's because they're constantly going viral, but like there's a lot of hate, so like they can't engage with people. And I'm like, I don't like that. Like I'd rather just take whatever people are saying, and like the people that actually are like helpful, supportive, whatever, and like engage with them. But there is a
Totally.
line where I'm just like, you know what? I'm not gonna look at this comment section anymore.
Totally, totally. I do want to get into some of the things you
Yes.
debunk because, obviously, okay, like one of the top things that I get is that if I just stopped using any skincare and any makeup, my skin would magically heal.
It won't. Like
I
it just won't.
know.
I don't think people truly understand. Like I know a lot of the times I do see people say like, oh, this is how you can get rid of your acne, and this is how you can cure your acne. And I don't think people really understand that acne is actually a chronic skin condition. So even with me, like, yes, I've gotten rid of my breakouts as much as what it used to be, but you still will get the odd pimple here and there, and that's completely fine.
Yeah.
But if I stop the routine that I'm using, it all will come back. And a lot of the times that's what happens. Even with like Accutane, like if you're on Accutane, you still have that like good percentage where it could rebound. And there's stories of people that go on it multiple times. But I find that like if you're not using your skincare that's targeting whatever your skin concerns are, you are not going to see any results. So stopping is actually bad. But also you can do bad by overdoing it as well.
Right.
So you have to find like the good balance of good routine, but not too much, and definitely not just stopping everything. Like that is not going to help you whatsoever.
Obviously, a huge next one is people just thinking that I literally eat garbage every day or just like consume a crazy amount of alcohol, which the funny thing is, like, I don't even drink at all. So I'm like,
Right.
you know,
And I know
but
this
again,
because
the
we were on the trip.
assumptions.
So I know that you don't drink.
The assumptions, yeah. So people always tell me that they're like, if you just ate good food, your acne would be
So
gone.
this one, I actually did a video recently about it because I get asked about diet and acne a lot, and it's a very touchy subject. So I always go in it very vaguely. And again, I go by what I've seen the most data behind. And I will say, if you find that there's something that you're eating that's causing breakouts for you, and you have seen a pattern where every time I eat whatever it is, for me, it's cream cheese. If I eat Philadelphia cream cheese way too much, like a tub of it within a week, I will get a ton of breakouts. And there's reasons behind that. So high glycemic diets, not good. It's been shown to like cause a lot of inflammation in the skin. And it's not just acne. If you have any inflammatory skin condition, like it can also cause issues. Cow's milk is another one. Even like the whey like protein powders.
That breaks me up
Now
so
if
bad.
and here's the thing. So again, like I want to also like say, do not cut everything out that's like glycemic or that's high in glycemic or cow's milk. Don't cut it all out. Don't cut out all your proteins or your whey and all these things. There's again a healthy balance, and moderation is key. But most of the times when I see people say, like I see a lot on social media, where people are like, oh, don't eat shellfish, don't eat wheat, and don't eat anything that has like sugar in it. And I'm like, sh just saying don't eat sugar means natural and unnatural. Like you're getting like all the like the pop. Sure, it's probably what you're trying to say, but like strawberries have sugar in it as well. So like categorizing that as like an umbrella of like no sugar, like literally cuts out everything that you can eat, which can also cause unhealthy eating habits. So it's really important for people to really understand that this is a really touchy subject, but if you find something is not right for you, do what is working for you specifically in terms of what there's like actual information on, high glycemic, cow's milk, the whey, like the protein powders, B12 in excess is not good, although that's an essential vitamin. In excess, it's not good. So keep those things in mind. If you're eating a lot in like high levels, maybe try that.
Totally. Yeah, and I think the big message there is like people just take one thing and assume like that you're eating this like all the time, and it's just
Yeah,
like
no.
not the reality. Another common one I get is people telling me that I should just dry out my acne.
This is a tricky one because when So drying out isn't actually like necessarily a good thing to do. I have found that when people dry out their pimples, a lot of the times like you get the little scab, and then if you're washing your face, you can easily just knock it off. And what that can do is actually lead to a scar or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Or you get like a lot of erythema, like the red spot that's like left behind. And so drying it out to me, I don't actually think is necessarily the best thing to do. Granted, salicylic acid, benzoyl peroxide, retinoids, like that is what they're doing a lot of the times. You can get products that are formulated with lots of hydration to not do that, but a lot of these products, like acne-focused products, are drying out your skin. I think that hydration is a lot more better than drying it out, but again, there is that fine line of like you're overhydrating and now you're actually going to cause more problems, or you potentially could trigger more problems.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah, and I especially too, like anytime I show what sunscreen I like to use, people are like, that's why you have acne, is because you use sunscreen. I'm like,
I will say I actually get a lot of comments of people being like, anytime I wear sunscreen, I get breakouts. How come? And I genuinely don't have an answer at all. I don't know why that is the case. I would assume maybe there's something in it that's like not agreeing with your skin.
Yeah.
But if you're saying like you,
There's definitely
go
been
ahead, sorry.
sunscreens that have broken me out. Like, not
Yeah,
saying
for
that,
sure.
but
For
I
sure.
don't think that takes away from me finding
All
sunscreens
of
that
them.
work for my skin that also protect it, because I do think sun protection
Yeah.
is really, really important.
Yeah, for sure. Very important. And like I'll say that like if you're seeing that like you've tried 30 sunscreens out and every single one of them are causing a breakout, like maybe go get like an allergy test done, and see like there is like a cosmetic, I don't know what the whole name of it is. This is more like dermatology and then the like testing, but there is like a test that you can do that's like common ingredients that are found in like cosmetics, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on this one, but I think that's like what it is. And it's like patch tests that they do. And they test to see if there's anything that you're allergic to. So it might be beneficial. I don't know if they have like sunscreen filters or things that are in sunscreen that's in that test,
Yeah.
but it like take the initiative, go see if you can. I know not everybody has like easy access to going to see a doctor, but if you're seeing like a pattern and you're using so many sunscreens and all of them are causing the same issue, they're probably something that you might be like even allergic to that.
Totally.
Maybe or like something that's irritating to your skin, and like it's important to find out what that is so you can just avoid whatever it is in all other products.
Totally. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I know, I feel like a lot of like American or like North American chemical sunscreens, organic, whatever term you want to use, they tend, not all, but like some of them I found like irritate my skin or cause me to break
Really?
out. Yeah. Whereas like
I'm the exact opposite. Mineral
mineral sunscreens
sunscreens,
break you
when
out.
I had like even now, if I wear like mineral sunscreens, I find that like I will get like little whiteheads
Okay.
if I'm using it for too
Too much.
long. And like I am removing it properly before that like becomes a thing. Like I am removing it properly and all of that, but mineral sunscreens just never really agreed with my skin. But chemical sunscreens, they like my skin loves them, or organic, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, for me, like, I feel like there, it's not like every single one for sure. There's just been a few that I found have not reacted with my skin well, but then that just shows like everything is so individual,
Yeah, that's what I
to,
like about skincare too, is that it's
yeah.
so like unique to everyone's skin, and like what I love, you might be like, this is the worst product ever for me, and vice versa. Like that's just how skincare is. I feel like we also need to like kind of take it down a few notches of like you have to do this, you have to do that, because I'm always like,
Yeah.
no, like it might not work for that person.
Well, yeah, and it's like I think so many of the times like we see someone online with like clear skin, or even when my skin's like doing better, people ask me like, "What's your skincare routine?" I'm happy to share it, but I think we do get in this mindset where it's like, "Oh, if I do this exact same thing," or like a workout routine, right? Like we see someone's body, like, "What's your workout routine?" It's like just because, like, even if you try that exact routine out, it does not mean you will look like that person, you know? And like,
100%.
I think a
That's a
lot of
good
us,
analogy too.
yeah,
I might take that away from you,
take
steal
it.
that from you.
Go ahead, take it. But yeah, no, all the time I get that, right? Like, and I think as a person who's struggled with acne for so long, like, even though I know that, sometimes I get in that mindset too, right? Like I was telling you the other day, I just got like a prescribed, what's it called again? I sent you.
It was a tazarotene, wasn't it?
Yes. What's the other name for it?
I can't remember the brand name of it, but that's the ingredient
Anyways,
that's in there, is tazarotene.
yes, that, yeah, definitely. I haven't started using it yet, but like even with that, right, like you do get in that mindset where like you kind of have these like high hopes of like, okay, I hope this works, but it's like you just have to always be super realistic with things, like, okay, I'm gonna try this out, but like it may work, cool, it may not be for me, right? But I think especially with acne, like people do become very desperate to just be like, give me the solution, because it's just a hard thing to deal with for sure. But yeah, we just have to like remember that not everything is gonna work the
Yeah,
same, you know? And I've
exactly.
seen so many like online recently, like people are like, "Oh, I ate raw garlic for a week and my acne's clear." And it's like,
I
if
saw
that
that
worked for,
randomly too.
you know, like if it worked for you, great, but like that doesn't mean it's gonna work for everyone, right? And
Yeah.
speaking of that, like how much do you think like having acne has to do with like your actual skincare routine and the rest of it, like food, hormones,
It's
environment, whatever.
so like acne isn't like a one thing, right? There are so many potential influences that can
Yeah.
cause triggers. Genetics is one of them. There's also like hormones. So I know like people who go through menstruation periods, like you will have a lot of the times breakouts either before or after. That's actually like one of the things when I was working at the derm clinic, I used to scribe for the doctor, and I would always like that was one of the questions is like, do you like have a like are you getting your period? And if it is it regular? Is it irregular? Because that also could be a sign of something else. And then it was always like, do you find that you get breakouts before or after? The pattern of where it is. Aside from that, though, like triggers, there is obviously the food impact since that's just what we just discussed. Skincare as well. A lot of times with skincare, personally, what I find is that a lot of people think it's acne, but it's actually irritation, and they look so much alike that, or like they think it's like congestion. And I'm like, no, your skin is screaming to you right now. Like, please stop whatever you're doing. And you look at the routine and you can see like there's so many actives that they're layering on top of each other. And I'm like, this is like full-blown irritation. And they'll be like, my skin stings, it burns. And I'm like, it is screaming at you right now to stop. That is what I will actually, to go back to the question you asked earlier, that is what I would say maybe take a break, is if your skin is really irritated. But it's not one thing, unfortunately, to say that like what is causing your acne. A lot of the times, like from what I was told by different doctors, was that like we don't necessarily always find what the issue is. We just try to treat it and manage it as much as possible. And like a lot of the times, like the patient it themselves has to like kind of be mindful and look at like different things. Like I said about the food, like if you're seeing a pattern, that might be like, oh, you know what? Let me like reduce that a little bit. Doesn't necessarily mean cut it off, but reduce it. It's very complex, and there's not like a straight answer of like this is what it is, because there's so many different things that can impact it. Even like the environment, like more polluted areas. I know people that come from overseas, they come here and they're like, I had beautiful skin back home, and when I travel back home, my skin's normal. But I come here in Canadian cold weather, and they're like, my skin is like, I have like all cystic acne now. Like, what is going on? And like even that can cause issues. So it's
Totally.
so complex.
Yeah, and even for me, like anytime I go somewhere, like here in Calgary, it's so freaking dry. Like anywhere I go that's like more humid, my skin loves like the humidity and it gets so much better. But here, and also I notice even just like the change between my skin in the summer, like my skin will clear up so much in the summer and then winter, which I mean, there's also like the trend that in the winter I'm usually in school, I'm usually in exam season, my stress levels
Stress.
are higher,
That's
right?
another thing too.
Like all of that, you know, the fact that it gets dark out at like 4 p.m., which affects like my actual mood, but all of that combined, like I feel like I break out so much more in the winter, right? So it's like such a complex thing and it's hard to like pinpoint. And I'm not like, I'm definitely not the root of it. I do think like a lot of it is like hormone based, but there are so many factors to it. But I do feel like sometimes I will show like a great skincare product online that I find works for me. And it's so funny because I'll get comments and they'll be like, well, clearly, like it didn't work because like you still have like acne or you still and also like a lot of people, because I scar very, very easily. I don't pop my pimples, I don't do any of that, but I just scar so
Same.
easily.
I was always that, yeah.
And people will often mistake like the post-pigmentation of my scarring to be acne, right? Because obviously like on a camera, like you can't really tell the
That like
difference.
the red like erythema patches
Exactly.
that are left
Yeah.
behind.
So they'll think that that's acne, so they'll be like, oh, clearly this product like didn't work for you because you still have like a face full of acne. And it's like, well, a lot of it's scarring, so like I'll, even if my acne's all clear, like I'm gonna have scarring for a very long time. And even if I do go get treatments and stuff for it, like that takes so much time to do and it's never gonna go back to like perfect of how it was before. First off, second of all, like if I say like a product works for my acne, maybe it's just like reducing, you know, like there might not be like a one,
Inflammation or the
yeah.
amount of breakouts that you get in like a week
Exactly.
or in a month or
Yeah.
whatever. Like,
It's
yeah,
not gonna like
it's.
wipe my face completely clean like a filter would, right? Like that's just not realistic.
And it also takes like so long because, like, I, from what my breakouts, I'd say I have like moderate level, I would say, amount of breakouts in the photos. I like think, like, although if you go to like a dermatologist, they're like, this is mild, but like, we all see it differently. And on my days, like, I always had it here, like, it was always like the cheeks and it came all the way up to the forehead. and then like between my brows as well. Shaving also, I would get like a lot of ingrowns. I would also get razor burns, so there were more bumps there. So it's like a whole bunch of other things. But for me too, there was like a day where I'm like, oh, my skin, like when I used was wearing makeup, I can see that it all like laid more nicely to me. So I'm like, oh, these things are helping me. Sure, it's not gotten rid of everything because it does take such a long time, but that doesn't mean that a product isn't working for your breakouts just because you still have them. Like, there's a lot of things that go on, like we said, like the inflammation, the amount of breakouts that you're getting, or the amount of pimples that you're getting, in a X amount of time. Like, there's a lot that goes into if a product is working for breakouts or not. So I do like having that also outlook of not just my skin's clear, because it's like n no, that's not
Well,
how
and
it always, it
I
doesn't
think
work
that's
like
like,
that.
yeah, and it's a lot of what we expect. And honestly, like, my face has been used in so many like skincare ads and all this stuff that I have not like given permission to be used. And then they'll like filter my skin out. And they'll
Oh.
be like, so many, especially for like the LED masks. I cannot, like, all the skincare devices, they're like this crazy before and after. And people will send it to me and be like, oh, like, are you like embracing this product? I'm like, no, I literally did not even know that this was happening. Yeah.
Not the lawyers needed to get involved.
Literally, like, but the crazy thing is they'll have people send me screenshots, right? So then I'll
Yeah.
try to look up the account and like I can't find the account, which
Oh,
means
because
like
they
they
blocked
blocked
you.
me.
Right. Because, you know, to hide and cover up everything. See, that's literally when, like, it's like, yeah, you can go and just say, like, hey, like, I'd appreciate if you take this down. Like, I'm not endorsing it like that. Also, like, you have a platform. So, exactly, you have people messaging you being like, oh, this really helped. Especially if brands are like editing your photos. Like, first of all, that goes against so many regulations in Canada, the US, the EU. Like, there's standards for ads, and you're not allowed to use filters in them. So, that's one of like the big things is you can't like literally fake what
No.
is supposed to look like. Like, that's completely against the whole thing. Ironically, though, photoshopping and after touching is allowed. Like, in all the campaigns that we
Yeah.
see in like stores and stuff, you see a lot of
Yeah.
retouching and blurring. But I don't know, that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I think it's interesting that someone would do that, like a brand would do that, or whoever is scamming on the side, and then try to block you to hide that. I haven't
Yep.
experienced that, but I don't even know what I would do. I'd be like so freaked out by it.
It's happened like multiple times, especially like the devices. And then sometimes it'll be like those like random creams that they're like, oh, look how this like worked in 2 days.
Oh,
And
the ones, my favorite ads that are like the clear
the chia
scamming
seed
companies.
ones.
Yeah, what they put on the nose, and is that what you're talking about? They put on the nose and then it like says like, oh, we got rid of all the blackheads.
And they
Or,
literally put like chia seeds, I swear, like on
oh, is that what
top.
it like?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, it does actually kind
And
of, now that you said
then
that,
they just
it
like
does kind
wipe it
of
away.
resemble it.
And
I
then it's
didn't
like
even think about that.
blurred. Like then it's like
Yeah, and then
really
blurred,
blurred.
completely
And I'm
blurred, like
like,
all of a sudden.
so you
And
got rid of their skin? Like, what do you.
there's a video. I actually did a video last year. It's pretty old now, where I was like finding a lot of these videos and like stitching them and like
And
being like,
debunking
look at
them.
this. And one of them, there was I think it was like hyperpigmentation that they're claiming. I think it was hyperpigmentation or like a mole or something like that. It was a mole. And they wiped it, but when I paused the video at a certain point, and you can literally see that it is like makeup that they removed. They did it for melasma as well. And they were like, look, and you like, they like took a, I don't know, something flat and like pushed it down. But when you do it quickly, you don't notice the like balling up of makeup that's happening there, against whatever the tool was that they were using. And you can see, I paused it in the video, and you can see that like it's literally painted on their skin, and it's like all like gooey on whatever that utensil was that they were using.
Yeah.
And I paused it, and I was like, those ones, hopefully people know, are fake.
But
But if
I
you
don't
read the
think they do.
comments,
No,
no,
because
because the
people are
comments are like,
buying
how
this
do I
stuff.
buy this?
Yeah.
Like, how much is it? Do you ship wherever they live? And I'm like, please do
Because,
not.
and then that's the thing.
Do
It's
not.
like goes back to like the desperation of just like being so desperate to find a solution. I get it. Like I've been
That's
there, and
true.
it's just
Yeah.
like whatever it takes, you know? And if you see these
That is
videos,
true.
like you almost like gaslight yourself into like believing it. But some people, like, even when I do my like videos where I show what skin looks like when you filter it and when it doesn't, like people don't believe me because they're like so, we're just so trained, I think, to seeing these things and like thinking they're real online. And people are like, no, like there's no way you have makeup on in one, makeup not in the other. And I'm like, no, like guys, it's literally
No,
a
it's a filter.
filter. Like
These AI
even
filters are scary now.
insane. And then I'll show like why, you know, why. Because I remember I made a video like way back when this kind of like s inspired me to do like all this type of content is because I was like, the reason why your makeup isn't turning out the way that like these beauty influencers are is because like they're using a ring light. And I showed the difference of
Oh,
like,
the ones that are pinned on your profile. You can
that's a
see like the
photo.
different,
Yeah. But I did
you
like a
can see the
YouTube.
lighting and the
Yeah.
timing.
And literally that photo, like I did videos about that before, but that photo went crazy. I think it
Yes,
has
I
like
saw it. Like,
a million likes on it or
I was gonna
something.
say, there's like high hundreds of thousands of likes, if not millions,
Yeah,
because I saw that and I
it's
was
like
like,
1.3
holy
million. Like
fuck.
I that photo went insane, and the comments are even more insane because everyone's like, this is edited, you're wearing makeup in one, you're like, and I'm like, you can
No.
literally see my eyeshadow in both things, and they're like, your hair changed position, and I'm like, yeah, because my head turned, you know. But
Yeah,
people don't
like.
realize the difference that lighting can just make. So when you know, you're watching this beauty guru do their makeup, and then you're repeating the same routine, and you're like, well, I just look ugly. And it's like, no, like you're just, you know, you don't have the same lighting and all
Yeah.
of this. Like that plays such a huge effect, let alone if you have textured skin,
I
right?
mean,
So.
like, when it comes to professional lighting, I have always, and also like overhead lighting too. Like if the light is coming from above and hitting you, there's like this video. If you should look, I'll send you it. There's a video of Mariah Carey. She hates overhead light, and I think she's on stage or something, and you can see her dodging the
Overhead.
spotlight because it's bad overcast, like that shadow that it's gonna create. And you see her like dodging it while she's singing, and then the spotlight comes on her properly, and then she ends up like, you can see her now following it, and it was kind of like signaling like, what are you doing? This is not good lighting, and that's really what it is. Like where
Yeah.
I am right now, I have studio lights on me, and then I keep the ceiling light off because it's really
Yeah,
yellow.
same.
So
Like you
like the
oh.
lighting is gonna be.
Just threw my laptop away. Like you can see, like my ceiling lights are off,
Yeah.
and I have a ring light in front of me. Like
Yep.
we all do
It's
it,
that's what it is.
but I
Like
think like
it's just
because we
lighting.
film, we know that. So when I post these
Yeah.
videos, I'm like, oh, people know that, but like they don't. That's the thing. Like they don't know that we're all using these lights because, like, yeah, I guess the average person, like, who's not making content all the time, like, wouldn't know that you need like this type of lighting for it to look good on camera, right? So. It is very interesting, but I think we are kind of conditioned to, I don't know, think that, I don't know, all these videos are true online
Yeah,
when
for
they're
sure. I
not.
always tell people, I'm like, social media is not real. So just like keep that in mind. And
Yeah.
that's why I try to like, and I find like a lot of people that I met on that trip, like all of us really showcase our skin on video, whether it's like a good skin day, a bad skin day, whatever it is, we all like
Totally.
really zoom in and you can
Yep.
see the skin. So it's like, this is like, even if we have the studio lights, when it's zoomed in, you can't like blur too much.
No.
There is still some effect that can happen, but like
Yeah.
you see your pores, you
Yeah.
see everything. And I'm like, I prefer that so that people can see like, this is my skin.
Yeah.
I like how like a lot of people do that. The Canadian girls are amazing. The Canadian girls and guys,
Right?
they,
So
them,
good.
everybody, they're all, I love it. I love that we all are like really good with that.
I love that too so much. Before we end this off, I want to know what has been one of the biggest things that you've debunked where people like were like could not believe you, like similar to that photo I posted, the side by side.
I'll go based off of, I guess, views,
Okay.
because I think this one, so there's one video that I did, I think it has 18 and a half million views on
Wow.
it. And it was a person in the video. She has like a mark on her lip that's like scabby. It almost kind of looks like a cold sore.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like, no, it's not that. It's a cold sore. It's a cold sore. And it was because of Aquaphor. That she put on her lip. And any petroleum-based products, if you put them on your lips that don't have sunscreen in them, and you go out in the sun for like long periods, let's say like 8 hours at the beach, and you're in direct sunlight, potentially, this doesn't mean that it's always going to happen, but potentially it can cause a burn to occur.
Interesting.
And she had this like giant thing on her lip, and she was saying that like Aquaphor did this to me. And it happens again with, it's not just Aquaphor. Any petroleum-based product, it can happen. It doesn't have like the sunscreen in it. So ideally, like you don't wear that out in the sun. Because it's basically just kind of like cooking your skin in like layman terms. That's kind of what it does. But it is that one I think was the biggest one where people were like, no, that's impossible. And because it looked like a cold sore, everybody was arguing about how it's a cold sore. And I'm like, it is not a cold sore. That is literally a burn. And it does happen to also all skin tones. You can
Same.
actually look at the funny thing to do, look at TikTok and go search Aquaphor lip burn in the sun. And you'll see, or just usually it's Aquaphor or Vaseline or whatever, like those are the big
Yeah.
brands. But if you type in Vaseline or Aquaphor sun lip burn, you'll see people have all skin tones with it. Sometimes it's just like swollen lips, and then other times it is like actual like ulcerated lesions on the lip.
Wow,
Yeah,
very
it's crazy.
interesting. Well, good to know to not apply that when you're going on the sun. Well, Justin, thank you so much for coming on Lab Talk with Lavi. I feel like we could talk for hours and hours
Yes,
about everything,
it
beauty, comments, social media, whatever. But I'm so happy we had a chance to catch up and debrief some of this stuff on the podcast as well. Before we end this off, you might know what I'm going to ask you already, but what is
Yes.
something that you love about your skin today?
The one thing I love, and I don't want to say the same thing that we did last time, but I love my glow. That is
You're
always my
always
thing.
glowing.
Always the forehead, the cheek. It is. I love having radiant skin. So that is. I'm still gonna say the exact same thing again. I love a glow. I love the glow that I
I
have.
love it. I love it. I love that always. Like, and that's another, this just remind me of my vacation video because I had like quite a bit of glow to me because I mean it was so humid. And people were like, "Oh my gosh, you're so oily. This is disgusting." And I'm like, can we just appreciate
I
the
know. Also, like low key, yeah, right now I am sweaty from these lights that are, because these lights are hot,
Hot. They get so hot.
very
Yeah.
hot. So I am slightly more dewy than I
But
typically
on
am,
camera,
but
looks great.
I love it. I love my sweat, I love my oils, and I love my radiant skin. That
No, it
is my
looks
three
so
things today.
good. Looks so good. Well, I'm so happy we had the chance to chat. I'm gonna definitely update you on my prescription for
Yes.
my skin and let you know how that goes. But do you want to let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
Yes. So I am Maximum Skin on everything. So it's MAXIMUMSKIN, just like the two words, Maximum Skin, on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And I think that's all my social media things. I think I only use those three. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. I'll have them all linked down below in the description if you're watching on YouTube, which you should because we do film the video version of the podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, thanks for tuning in and make sure to follow along with the podcast so you don't miss out on our new episodes every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Justin, for joining me. And that is
Thank
it
you for
for this
having me.
episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.
Bye.